in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I guess it's too much to expect you to hear my words and all by themselves and to express all I need to say. I wish I could put what you need to see in just a few words. And that could happen. It's just, if you can actually hear my voice and for some reason sense that I'm coming from a different place, and in that sense, if it is real, and assuming it is, and I am coming from a different place other than a preacher that wants you to learn lessons on Jesus or Moses, you know, or whatever, I don't want that. Assuming that God speaks to me, so when my mouth opens and closes, I'm not the little upstart. I am simply an agent that's being spoken through to you. Assuming that's the case, and you hear the hear that in my voice, which has a certain frequency, which is eternal. A certain frequency. And it's not so much what is said to you, which it is also good and meaningful, but just the tone of the voice cannot be imitated. Because intuition has a frequency. So it's a frequency more than just speech. And the frequency says, this man, I'm speaking through this man, and it's God saying that. I don't feel that, assuming that I am that person. I'm not going to, I can hear my mouth opens and closes, and sometimes I'm very glib, and my words come to me quickly, as they're beginning to do right in this minute, and then it slows down. But something is actually causing my mouth to speak. And it feels like me. And it could look like I'm just speaking spontaneously, like a lot of people do. But they're speaking from their intellect, from what they've learned, from their education, which the word education is, it comes from the Latin, or I've never looked it up. I have to keep saying this. I'm too lazy to look it up. Maybe somebody will tell me one day. It means to bring forth from within. That is education, educare. To bring forth. You do not have to teach your children anything. You need to be the example of it, which you are not. But the minute you think you have to give yourself an education and give that kid to some other person, and you walk away and get your hair done, blah, blah, black sheep, have you any wool? You are guilty as hell without knowing it. Whether you send your kids to a parochial school, you know, and you pay money for it, education kills. Education produces mechanical people. China understands this. It used to be that Mao Zedong has a little red book, and they made everybody anybody they wanted to conform to force them to learn what's in that book and recite it back, like they do with the Quran, and turn them into killers, see? So the only thing they know is they don't understand anything. If they need to know anything, they have to go to their teacher. It's the same true with rabbis. I don't want to be a rabbi. I don't care about your rabbi's opinion. My rabbi is inside me. His name is Jesus, see. And so he speaks to me all the time in a wordless way. Did you understand that? In a wordless way. But I put it into words, so if I was French, I would put it into French. If I was, you know, just pick a language, a culture. So everybody in the world, every good person in the world, can come together. In America, we have that. We have all these people that come from different countries and different languages, but eventually I hope they speak English, but something talks to them.
Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, everyone. I was opening the programs with a very spiritual approach, very spiritual. So let me continue and sort of begin again. So here, I'm Roy Masters. I'm in my 88th year. And I've discovered things, very powerful, deep things. And that in every word that I speak, there's a clue. And that clue can be yours or listening to somebody else calling in saying, giving me their problem and me talking to them about the fault. I'm always talking about the flaw, the fault, see. And not to rub it in or to accuse you of anything, but it's very necessary. And I don't know Jesus' approach to this exactly, but he did rebuke people. But I'm on the radio and I have a different approach. It's a different system to facing you and going from place to place, because then my body, my whatever body language, and you see the body language, I wouldn't have to say so much. But since it's on radio, I have to say more, because all I've got is the resonance of something speaking through me that isn't me. And consequently, and hopefully, the good in you can recognize it. You can recognize the frequency. My body would have a frequency if I was with you, so I wouldn't have to speak so much. And you could ask me more questions. You could hear and you could see where I'm coming from, and then all of a sudden you feel that this man is different. And you get curious. And then you start to ask questions. And you can't help but ask the questions, and I can't help but give you the real answer to them. But the answers are painful. The answer to your problem will feel like pain. See, it is especially painful to a wicked person. But to say it about a good person, it's got both sides to it. It hurts. Yet it's a good hurt. That's it. It hurts. So when I say to you that judgment, there it is, here it comes. But the Bible says, judgment is mine, saith the Lord. Now look, ask how many Christians right now are listening to me. But not any just Christians, anybody. But least of all Christians judging somebody. Okay? How many Christians out there have secret judgments and a smiling face? Did I catch you in that moment? Now, what kind of illness do you have? You have headaches? You have cancer? Are you an alcoholic? Are you eating too much? I'll tell you why. All the every addiction, every single one is this different form of the same thing. Different form of the same thing. It gives you a sense of, it gives you a lift and makes you feel better than you deserve. And then you become addicted to what you makes you feel better than you deserve. So, and every time you feel better than you deserve, guilt accumulates. The conflict between you and God is a result of the continuum of that relationship, that kind of secret judgment. You can actually event that judgment. That's not good either. But assuming that you secretly judge people, you're judgmental, and you actually don't see anything wrong with it. Why? Because unconsciously, and hoping to become conscious of this, see, I'm just making a point of what I just said. My business is to make you uncomfortable. Make you uncomfortable by hitting something as I just did. Do you get upset? What is another word for being upset? Judgment. Hurt feelings. Annoyed, aggravated. See? Get your feelings hurt. Judgment. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I will recompense. I will do what I'm going to do. Now we take, what happens is, I've caught you in the angry thing, anger. But there's something else besides that. Something that leads to anger that is prehistorical. It goes before that. It's called resentment. I think it comes from the Latin resentere, to feel again and again. And so, let me ask you a question. And the question is simple, this. Answer it honestly. In your mind. Because unless you can admit to it. See, everybody thinks you get upset, it's normal. Everybody says you get angry, it's normal. Everybody says that if your emotions are good for you. It's only human to be emotional. But emotions that hang out, that the kind of emotions you have is not the same emotions I have. My emotions don't feel like emotions because the strings of my brain are connected to my intuition. And my intuition is connected to the Creator. So him and me gives me to see thee. So I light you up. And in a way that if anybody, you see, most people never talk about their problems and they comfort each other. So a person who's judgmental can enjoy company with each other. Because we all know that we're angry. We all get upset with little things. We're all emotions, and emotions are okay. No, they're not. Emotions will kill you. I have emotions, but I don't feel them. You know why? Because I'm not sensual. So when you feel emotions, you feel alive. But every time you feel an emotion, you die a little bit more. What causes you to be upset dulls your conflict. In other words, anger is a drug. Judgmental, angry, judgmental aspect of emotion. When the emotion is triggered by an adversary or someone doing something wrong, or you enjoy projecting the wrong by upsetting somebody else and enjoying their suffering. That's it, secretly. Or overtly. And there's variations to this. But let's keep it simple. You want to find paradise? You want to find the meaning of life? You want to be free from all your headaches and sicknesses and diseases? that do each one are treated as being isolated, an isolated disease on its own, when it's a cause and effect, and effect becoming a cause, and each illness is a continuum of the same anger and hostility, even get anger with your cancer. See, and you make your cancer worse, and then you have memories. You can't stop the memories. You can't. It doesn't. It's if you don't have something to be angry about, you have to make something angry about. But the thoughts keep coming to you, and you don't know how to stop them. But these thoughts are just phantoms. They're not real yet. But if you get angry at your own thoughts, if you get angry at your own behaviors, if you get angry at your own wrongs, and then just wrong is simply wrong, but that's all. But if you get angry at it, as if anger could make it go away, then anger gives it power to really be solid. And something ugly starts to take shape inside you. Yes, mean that. And it when the ugly thing starts to begin to appear, because it takes some years to really take shape inside you as a dark nature, it begins to speak to you about suicide and murder. How many people have thought of killing themselves? How many people have wanted to kill somebody, but you were able to retain it? But the fact that you are that way is affecting your children, because that kind of energy has that kind of attitude has a energy field, and the children can feel it around you. They can feel your indifference. They can feel your uncaring. They can feel that you lie loving them, and they can feel that you pulling on them. They can feel you pushing on them. Either way, pushing on them, pulling on them, is taking them away from their Father in heaven. So it has been said, and I should say it now, you're born into sin. But it's not born, it isn't, it, the way it says it in the Bible is very weak. Is you are thrust into a sinful world, so that your innocence is broken because you begin to see injustice. Let's make it simple. And when you see injustice, you're helpless because you're 2 or 3 or 5 years old. And injustice continues because parents don't see their own injustice. They don't see their love as fake love. They want something from you. See? And if you feel the pull of a gift, see, and you yield to it, then you get to be owned. One brother is codependent to mother, usually his mother, and the other brother runs away from the pull and misbehaves in the hope she doesn't love him anymore. So the pull doesn't pull. See? He runs away from the... And that could have an adverse effect. She gets angry at the idea she's so good to him, why doesn't he appreciate her like the other boy who's becoming codependent and becoming nothing. So he runs away. Maybe he would commit a crime, so he goes to jail. And she still follows him into jail and tries to help herself to him. And now you understand that you never heard anybody talk like this before. I'm just giving you a scenario. I'm not reading anything, sharing with you. There are so many different variations of this theme of codependence. One can just become codependent from an angry father, and then he beats you up. But there's something about being beaten up and angry with your dad that takes you away from your innocence, and you have hate for your father that turns into guilt, because you have to yield to him, and you have to justify the yielding as love. And if you love him, go along with him. It may not be enough that you do it, not doing it. You're not doing enough for him, and he'll beat you anyway. Or he'll be pleased by it. Either way, you're finished. And then you can go to school and be a bully to the school and take your frustration and discover how wonderful it is to make people cringe. See, that's a bully in school. It passes from generation to generation. There's a way out of this. There's a way out of it. Just understand it. It's only anger and judgment.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So just looked it up in the Educare. It's spelled E-D-U-C-A-R-E, Latin. Means to draw out that which lies within. Right on the money. I didn't look it up. All these years, wouldn't look at it. I know what it means. What lies within. If you educate your children, if you push religion on them, that is your religion. If you do not allow them to unfold like a flower, because since you are broken yourself, how can you possibly understand what that is? But maybe as a victim yourself, you're going to appreciate what I'm saying. And begin to stop hating your parent, because your parent didn't know she was doing or he was doing it to you. That's all I'm saying. See, I want you. I'm not punishing you. I'm not castigating you. The truth sets you free. Well, what truth am I talking about? The truth of your anger and hostility. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I would just stop at that point. There's lots of things in the Bible that I can talk about, but give things a name, and this is one of them. Anger produces a huge assortment of sicknesses beyond comprehension. 95% of all your illnesses and sufferings and wars. Whether you're warlike, you're a bully, and you become a nation of bullies, and in that nation there's cowards that don't want to be a bully. They act as a support for the bully. Go along, get along. And if they dare speak up, they get killed like in Hitler Germany. See? So you are one of two people. And when it comes to politics, you see what happened, what Hitler did to Germany. The whole country turned into killers. Seeing good people like England as the enemy. And wanting power over that, power over innocence, and Britain, Neville Chamberlain, not understanding how to deal with it, appeasing Hitler and giving him power, and hence a war, where 50 to 80 million people perished. See? Okay, now we go to, how do you pronounce this person's name? Adel. Oh, hello, Adel, how are you doing?
Hi, Roy. I've been a person meditating since about 1975.
Oh, good Lord!
I had a problem at the time after a divorce at the time, and I was taking a tranquilizer, and I went into a bookstore at Harvard Square, how your mind could make you well or keep you well, and I picked up technique for years, and it's only been fairly recently that I've run into a rough patch, and it involves insomnia, or I don't know if that really is what I have, but I'm having difficulty continuously getting enough sleep. And looking through all the literature, there is one thing I've never even seen in any of it, through your online plus reading, and there's nothing in there really describing ways of curing, we'll say, the ability to continuously sleep. I'm 81. I do have a little bit of a prostate problem, but to get up about every half hour or every hour is...
Well, that will do it.
Five, six times.
No, but that could be very disturbing. Yeah. It also can be dangerous because you get infected.
Let's see. What I
do you use a catheter?
No.
What you need, you actually really need, is to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
And you need a little operation. Or, listen, better than that, you have to learn to use a catheter because the operation might not work in your age. You need to go to a doctor, talk to him about a catheter, which will empty your bladder, excuse me, uh-huh. and so you three times a day, and you'll be able to sleep all night, because you'll be, in other words, you're resenting the fact that part of you is keeping you awake.
I do go to the PSA levels and went to the doctor, and he.
You don't listen. Those PSA levels don't mean anything.
Yeah.
It really is. They discovered that a long time. I think they've let that go. No, I'm going to give you some good advice.
Okay.
I think to take a leak, pardon the expression, every half an hour during night is very disturbing. You do not get proper sleep. And then you get upset with it.
Yeah.
And that will give you anxiety. As if upset could fix it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. And now you add another problem to that. So I would recommend you go to a good doctor, and you have two options. You learn to use a catheter, and I recommend you to do it that way. You only have to catheterize yourself three times a day, and you sleep all night.
Oh, that's interesting. None of the doctors, the only thing one doctor recommended was take melatonin.
No, you need to see what is the doctor of
a urologist. Men? I have a urologist today, right?
What does he say?
He says it's normal for people to. I was getting up like three times a night, two or three times a night.
Oh, you said every half an hour.
Well, that recently. this is.
You mean to say it's getting worse?
Yeah. But when I do get up, it really isn't trying to relieve myself at the time. It must just be sort of like a something which is triggering to try to urinate, and it really isn't trying to relieve very much from my.
No, you're blocked.
Yeah.
You are blocked. Again, I say it to you. You need to talk to the doctor. I'm not sure that an operation at your age.
No.
Will be good. But if you use a catheter and you learn how to use it,
right.
you won't have a problem at night at all.
Okie doke. I think you probably put me on the right direction.
And if you drink lots of water,
yes.
You'll find that the your bladder could expand if it doesn't. If it's blocked, you've got to be careful of that. But if you drink a lot of water, you may find you can urinate.
Yeah.
A lot of it during the daytime, so you may only need it for nighttime.
Well,
you take the what's left, because you do go a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you drink a lot of water, there's more pressure. You don't want to maintain the pressure too long because it stretches your bladder and it crushes your kidneys. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Will you call me back and see if the doctor likes it, I just said? And otherwise, we can continue our conversation in a different way. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm glad you called. I think I've helped you, it put you in the right direction.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
He's the jingle in your pocket. Where's the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. Well, but drawing to the end of this hour, and the number is 800-866-8883. And I've been trying to make a point about religion and all the fanfare with the Pope coming. It doesn't matter what Pope or figurehead it is. You can't allow yourself to be excited about it. You really need no authority in this world except that still small voice that doesn't have a language but is everybody's language. It translates. So what I'm trying to say here, we need to, you need to drop me as a teacher. See, drop me as a teacher. Don't think that what is coming through me is me. There's only me because of him. I exist because of him. And I exist so that he has a channel through me to talk to thee. So where I'm not able to appear as I have been, except you come up to Tolton Ranch and spend the weekend, it's a nice thing. We have a beautiful place up there. It's almost like a place where all animals, wild animals, deer, what's those big horn creatures that look like horses with antlers? Elk, yes. And then you got mountain lions. What was it? All really interesting. Beautiful place. Beautifully sculptured. Please come. And then when you come, stay there for 2 or 3 days, come Friday, Saturday, and come in town where I give my talks. And then you can, if you have a problem, it's worth it to get on a plane or to come to my Sunday morning talks, because it's 2 hours. I could make it last longer. But if you come, I will pick you out of the audience if you wish, and we'll talk together. And I will show you how your mind works against you. And I will show you how you can stop struggling with it and making yourself worse, which is the trick of the, if I may call it, devil. There's something devilish inside you that it's not just a mind problem. It's not a mental illness. It is an entity. You're not yourself lately. What came over me? What got into me? We have ways of saying that. So everybody has this. And drugs do not cure it. And psychiatrists haven't the foggiest idea what that is. And doctors don't have it. They treat the symptom of that as a sickness, a disease of isolation or by it. So you treat that and not the reasons behind that, because they don't understand how the mind works, how it affects your health and your immune system and your blood sugars and your blood chemistry. It affects everything in thousands of different ways. And all you have to do is find peace. What do you think Jesus did? You think he dealt with every disease differently? No, he brought them back to faith in him. Well, when you say faith in him, I can say that to me, to you, in this way. What's coming through me is not me. But as it comes through me and I allow him to come through me, I want him to come through me, so it can make me as him by obedience. See, by obedience. So I don't have to make decisions. I don't have to write the story of my purpose in life. It will unfold like a flower because he has my story. Let me make a point. My father dropped dead. He died at 42. He was a World War I veteran. He never spoke of it, but whatever it was, he died at 42. Now let me say, I love my father. He's a very fine human being. And so I lived in a little bubble, and somehow I had what he had in him. And so when he died, I transferred my love for him to unconsciously, because I remember as a boy of 12 years old in the rain, not wanting to know he's dead. So I, from behind, I look for the men that walk like him and pull on their coat, and they turn and it isn't him. And one day something says, that's not your dad. So what do you mean by that? It talked to me, but without language. But I understood it, and I could put it in there. And so he said, I'm your father. I said, what's that? Had he not died, I wouldn't have been able to be who I am. I would have been a diamond cutter's son. As it happens, I'm God's son. As he says, we are like him, the children of light. You have to become like Jesus, exactly. You must become perfect. And becoming perfect is what I want to talk about next.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So I want to continue without giving any commercials here, if you don't mind. And we'll take that at the end, if you don't mind, too. We do need your support. But what I'm saying to you is, what is coming through me to you, if you were in a room with me, it would be more powerful. Because it had body language, I wouldn't have to say it as much as I have this evening. I've spoken a lot this evening. When nobody was there, I was still talking. And I know that you're listening. I'm not making things up. And it's not from memory. My memory's terrible. I can't remember the names of my own grandchildren. I have to think, what's his name now? No. All the things, birthdays and this and that, all that is germane to everybody and clear. I don't have those memories. I don't know how to talk a lot, really, to people. I just love coming on my radio show, and I love it better on Sunday morning when I'm surrounded with some people and we start to talk. Then it flows like a river. And then it isn't me, because the real me doesn't have much to say. I don't have a good memory. I don't need a memory for all the junk. All I need is to be open to his speaking through me. Then the words come together. I may falter there, because I'm not getting any younger. But I'm getting bolder. I'm getting more fearless. I care more. I'm not looking for your approval. I like to hear, you need to support my program. And it would be wrong of you not to donate if I help you. It would become a curse if you don't mind me saying so. If I help you, you know somebody helped me stay on the air. And if it wasn't for them, by their grace, you would not have received that grace. What would happen to you if you don't reciprocate and keep it going? Pay it forward. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar. It is a widow's mite. You see what I'm trying to say? See, I'm not a preacher. I'm speaking about the negative. But I'm not castigating you for it. I'm saying you have that. I'm saying I know you have it. I know you listening to me. You with a face listening to me. I don't know you're listening, but one of you sitting in the car hates me for saying that. Ooh, you're listening to him? I get it. That your friend is no longer your friend. You want to jump out the car? See, basically. And you don't understand. You like what I'm saying. Because I'm bearing witness. Yes, he's right. I have got a lot of anger. I thought it was all right. I have friends that they all say that being emotional and like that, and being angry, it's normal. Being impatient with your kids, you have to discipline them. That's not the way to do it. Your parents were impatient. Now you're impatient with your kids. And you call that, but you, in your mind, in your feverish mind, you think that it's the way you bring your kids up. All you do is project into them what's in you, and the next generation is ruined. And there's a word for it I was missing. I told you these words sometimes escape me. Exponentially. It grows exponentially for the rich reason you see nothing else but crime and misery and suffering all over the country. And I don't think Pope Francis knows what I know. I don't have a following. I don't want a following. I want you to become, have the spirit in me, in you. And you get that by recognizing where I'm coming from, and immediately you have it. And pretty soon you see that you begin to see, wake up. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to wake you up from your trance that you've been living in for all these years, struggling, making yourself work, making yourself sick, making your family sick. See where I'm going with this? So I want you to be the extension, to be the same as me to others. So that you're the one that does what I do, except you do it also. My job is done with you then, to some degree. It may take a little while for some people to get it and listen a long time before they get it. Sometimes they have, but they have an ear for it. And, well, you see what I'm saying? That you don't listen to me day and night in order to learn and learn. You know, the Chinese, they used to do it. I started to say this a little while ago and then I forgot, to trailed away. Mao Zedong, Little Red Book, I think that's his name anyway. He brainwashed, made people read the book, just like they do with Muslim, too, with kids, with young people, so they grow up only knowing how to obey their mullahs and have the idea that, well, they have no life. They're full of anger. And that anger has to go somewhere. It can't go towards those who have programmed it. It goes out to other people. And they give them a lie about 72 virgins, blah, blah, black sheep. You see how it is. It can't help it. Programmed, it's very hard to stop. See, especially Muslims, where they have six times a day, they have to bow and scrape. That keeps them programmed. Just doing that bowing and kneeling before God, praying six times a day, that is a program. I say to you, your program is when you get angry and you get upset, then you get visited by an aftermath of thoughts, the guilt, and then you get resent the anger, and then you begin to resent the thoughts that you can't control, and then you give them power, and they do become real. The thoughts are phantoms. But the phantoms get inside you when you're angry. And then it becomes real when you're angry, when you struggle with it. See, you give it energy. And it becomes solid inside you, deep inside as a disease. All right. So, how many ways can I say this to you? I wish you would get a copy of a 7-minute exercise called Antidote for All. It's a 7-minute meditation. And if you will please take this address, if you don't want to go to my website, which is kind of busy and interesting, it takes you a lot of places. But if you want to bring a friend, and they heard, you don't want to say who it is, because the media, the left-wing media has done a job on me. So just go take them to antidoteforall.com, and this is where you could do it. It will help you soothe your anxiety. It will help. It will calm your soul. See? Something like that, and leave them alone. Just give them, call your friend. You have a problem? Yeah, I did this and this. I tell you what, I tried something. Just don't proselytize, whatever you do. Don't talk about Roy Masters. You be the Roy Masters. And so what I'm trying to say to you, let me just return to the point of anger. When you learn that anger is not a good thing, when everybody says being angry, everybody gets angry, so you're not human unless you're angry. I say you're not human when you are. And other people can turn you on, you transfer your loyalty to the person that does that. And I could do a whole program on that. But today I'm a little bit more reserved. I have to be much stronger in order to make that happen. And so, I was going to say something and then it went clean out of my mind. So that should make me jump out. I just want you to know that when you grasp the gist of what I'm saying, of all the things I'm saying, all I've been doing is pointing to your faults, but without damning you. But you may feel uncomfortable, but you also can feel like it's a breath of fresh air. See? And if it is a breath of fresh air, you will start to lose your anger to the point where you don't know how to be angry anymore. He takes it away and cleans you all the way through. And pretty soon, you will have to endure being bright and sharp and clear.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
There's a program number is 8414. You know the song on the ever spinning wheel? Nobody can control their thoughts. You can't. And that's your problem. They run amok. You can cover it up, but you will die covering it up. Sooner or later. I just saw before the program started, I was watching a little bit of news, and we have this person who's a cyclist, and he's a professional cyclist, and he loves it. He loves it. But he's got cancer, and it's growing into the bone in his back. But he seems pretty calm. He says, this is my life. And I've delayed having the operation because I want to win. And that's all it is. This is my life, and if I didn't do that, I don't know what I'd do. So he set his mind on a course to go work harder and harder and harder. What for? For the glory of being a winner. He will sacrifice the what might save his life, because the life saved like that would damage him weaken him and hold him back from winning that championship. So he's going to put his life down on riding and riding and practicing and learning to deal with the pain of the cancer that's growing in him, because this is the purpose of his life, to be something, something, and more something, and more something, and more looking forward to the something that is nothing, but it's all he has. See what I mean? And it doesn't seem like there's anything wrong, like he'd give his life, because if he didn't have that, well, what was life about? It's all about winning for him. It's all about him being somebody and excelling in something. It's insanity, that's what it is. And people admire that. They call it determination, whatever, there's names for it. It's insanity. And then you get cheered for it if you win. And then you die. You don't know what your life is all about. Your life will lead you differently when you could see clearly. And you can only see clearly if you're not angry. You can see clearly. If you can't see clearly, then you have to make up a purpose. But then it'd be your purpose, it'd be all about you. So you set a goal. And you move towards it. Damned if you get it. Because it's fun. Wow, I got it, but then it fades. And then you discover really that in the end, looking forward is better than having it. And after a while, the more you get, the more frustrated you are, and the more miserable you are, and you don't understand why you're becoming more miserable. You just keep on trying, and then in the end, you run out of energy and you can't do anything. That's what happened to the guy that built that aeroplane. What was that aeroplane that he built? You know, God knows how many engines, the biggest airplane. The Spruce Goose, yes. And you know what happened to him? He went mad. Couldn't stop. Went stark raving mad, and they found him dead somewhere. you got to be afraid of germs, and he had people around him that supported him. Howard Hughes, that's the right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Didn't remember. I just remembered it happening. I remembered it as being an example of what I'm saying. So it doesn't matter who it is, but it's Howard Hughes. I get it. And that's you. There's only one purpose to find that he made you in his image, and he wants you to be his son or daughter. He wants you to be his kid. You're his kid. And he wants you to live forever. But he has to give you a choice, because you can't have love without choice. And the beautiful thing about choice is simple: this is not a choice. You see, Adam was given a choice, and if God made a billion atoms, he couldn't be smarter than the devil, the dark side of the force operating through Eve. So every couple he makes will go the same way. He made one. And then through one man, sin and death, suffering through sin, spread through the human race, right? See it. Suffering, good, evil. People are looking for it good and trying to be the best they can, and all those being the worst they can, because they're not going to be a victim. They're going to be the victimizer. That's what they think. That's how they think. There's only victims and victimizers, so they choose to be a victimizer. See, it's only natural. There's no other way. And so, therefore, you've got the two kinds of people: the appeaser and the victimizer. So you can have a gang where you're an appeaser to the gang leader, but he glorifies that state of mind in you. He loves you for that. See, and then he says, "Now go kill somebody," and then you're one of us, and then you do, and you can't get back into life anymore. You have to learn to go and keep on killing and stealing and dealing in drugs. It's hard to go back. Very hard to go back. I say you can come back. I don't care where you are. See? Once you can see that, once you start to give in, once you start to get angry and yield, you become an appeaser or a bully. If you're an appeaser, you embolden the bully and then become a bully yourself, or remain an appeaser, always appeasing and looking for approval from your mentor until he eats you alive. And suddenly his love disappears, and that's it. Would you think of him as loving you? The vampire loves you. See how that is? Anyway, do you see where I'm going with this? You need to go to my website, fhu.com. Remember, you can listen to my program from there. If you don't get it from your station, go to fhu.com, and at the same time, donate/see, and then listen to me at 6 o'clock. Remember, if you don't get it on your station, wherever you are, make your station my website. And it's easy then, fhu.com/donate if you want to donate. But fhu.com is easy, Foundation of Human Understanding. Then you get the meditation, 7 minute, and the 7 minute exercise, and learn how to lose your anger and get a different kind of power over the wicked. See? And I want all you to do that. In other words, it has to be that you don't even know how to be angry anymore, but there's a power in that. So the people that try to make you angry get upset, trying to upset you, and you've got them. They can't have you, you have them.